Hello and welcome back. It is 8 minutes come past 4 p.m. You're still listening to Heart Factor, your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dial. And yes, discussions do continue. Remember, you can watch live and join the conversation as well via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, via Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Do like and follow those pages. You also get updated with breaking news stories and items as well. You can also catch up with whatever shows or conversations you may have missed out on much later on. Speaking of discussions and conversations, they continue right now. However, there's a slight twist to the tale. Now, earlier today, during the preview of what to expect in today's show, I did state that in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be discussing the situation with Aminu Mohammed, the final year student who reportedly was arrested over a tweet he posted some months ago that seemed to have thrown some shade at First Lady Aisha Buhari. Reports have it he's been arrested. Some reports also claim that he was beaten, possibly at the instance of the First Lady herself. And I said Serap released a statement on the matter. I was to speak with, Kolawole Oluwadare, Serap's deputy director, in this hour. However, that conversation, due to some logistics and unforeseen reasons, will not come up in the 5 o'clock hour. No longer in the 4 o'clock hour, this hour, that is. That conversation will not come up in the 5 o'clock hour after the news update. So in this hour, this 4 o'clock hour, we're going to have the other conversation that's supposed to come up in the next hour, and that is a story courtesy Premium Times. Attacks on our facilities won't stop 2023 poll, and that's according to the INEC chairman. You can find details in Premium Times, but let's take a look at some parts of that story. INEC says the recent attacks on its facilities will not stop the conduct of the 2023 general election. INEC chairman Mahmoud Yakubu said this on Monday when he received some persons. He acknowledged that some materials for the 2023 elections were lost in the attacks and INEC would replace them ahead of the election. The offices of the commission have been attacked in 3 states, Ogun, Osun, and Ebonyi State, in the last 3 weeks. Here's some of what the chairman had to say. Quote, in the last 3 weeks, 3 of our local government area offices were attacked in 3 different states of the Federation, and the last one occurred yesterday in the southeastern part of the country. Although there were no casualties, but quite a number of the materials already acquired and delivered for the elections have been lost. Now, the good thing is that so far we can recover from all the losses, but it's a source of concern. This shouldn't be allowed to continue. So we will continue to engage with security agencies to make sure that these offices, as well as personnel and our facilities, are protected ahead of the elections. We may express some concern about the attack on 3 facilities, but it would never deter the commission from going ahead with the election as scheduled. Let's talk about that for a bit. So for INEC, it appears the slogan is no retreat, no surrender, onward ever, or something like that. I'm asking you, are the attacks on INEC offices and facilities across the country, are they capable of stopping the 2023 poll? I'd like to get your assessment of the situation. And also, what could be the motivations for these attacks, really? What? And how can the attacks be stopped as well? My lines are open. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter as well. That's at Nigeria Info PH. Once again, live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Live on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH also. Well, remember as well, join the conversation by calling 0700-93-093. INEC, especially the INEC chair, is very confident, quite optimistic indeed, that in spite of these attacks on its facilities and its offices across the country, nothing will stop the 2023 general elections from going ahead as planned. Are you as confident as the INEC chair is? Are these attacks on INEC's offices capable of stopping or negatively impacting severely the conduct of the 2023 polls? And beyond that, what do you suppose could be the motivations for these attacks as well? I mean, why really? I mean, what's the point? And how can the attacks be stopped? Call 0700 93 093. Also joined via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Sir, I want to talk.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, via Facebook, good news, Uwom is very confident and he says it can't stop it. Okay, he shares the INEC chair's optimism, no doubt. How about you? Do you share the same optimism as well? And Alex, if you don't mind the follow-up to your response, why are you so confident that the attacks cannot stop it, cannot have any impact on the conduct of next year's general elections? Once again, are the attacks in INEC offices capable of stopping the 2023 polls, or at least having a severely negative effect or impact on the conduct of the elections? However, INEC chair doesn't seem to, you know, be fretting or losing any sleep. And yes, he does admit that, you know, because or due to these attacks, they have lost some materials. And these were materials that were designed to be used in the conduct of the elections. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Adedayo.
Hello, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Eric Gift. For me, I don't think it will stop the elections. I'm talking about the attacks on INEC offices, you know. And one of my reasons is this. For we've seen before now in Nigeria, issues like when it comes to elections, the government in power does everything within their capacity to make sure the election takes place. So, now looking at the case of, you remember in 2019, during former President Goodluck's time, elections were postponed or pushed forward for 6 weeks because of insurgency attacks in Borno State, especially then. And in 6 weeks' time, the election took place. Recently in Anambra, we were told election will not hold as a result of you-know-who, you understand my point. But at the end of the day, the election still took place. So for me, I think with this, before the election properly, I believe that these attacks will be forced on.
What's going to change before the elections proper? What is going to change before the elections proper? Minutes come past 4 o'clock. Discussions continue. Attacks at our facilities won't stop 2023 poll. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Dio, it's progress. Hold on. Yes, I think that it will actually affect the election, the conduct of the election. The reason is that, it's going to instill fear on the people, and when the people will not come out freely to demonstrate and to participate in the election, then generally the conduct of the election will be poor. Do you remember we have observers that we have to rate Nigerian and their the way we conduct our
what impact do those ratings have on the country? What is the effect of those ratings on anyone or on anything?
Of course, lack of trust in the product of the election, well, the result. If people are disenfranchised as a result of fear, as a result of this, their PVC getting missing or getting burnt and all that, then for sure, such people, they will not believe the result of the election. And it can be challenged.
Yeah, just because 100 people was, for example, hypothetically speaking, just because 100 people were supposed to be a part of the elections and only 50, for whatever reason, were able to be a part of the elections, does not mean that the result that comes out of that is not credible.
You know that the constitution have about, we say 25%, somebody has to win 25%. What if the total vote of that state is not up to that?
It is not percentage of total numbers of eligible voters. No. It is percentage of total votes cast. So if only 20 people come out of 100, you need to get 25% of that 20 people, for example.
So invariably, we are saying that even though it is like 5% that voted in a state, we will now count such results.
If only 5 people come out, hypothetically speaking, of course the results will be counted.
Because let's not forget that these things that are happening is a calculated act of some group of people. What if that thing is encouraged by this statement? Okay, since the INEC has said they will not be deterred, we will keep on destroying things, and then they destroy greater percentage of the people's voter card and then the INEC office. God forbid. So what I expect the INEC to say is how to tackle and to ensure that these kind of things will not come up anymore.
Yeah, the INEC chair did say that they are liaising with security agencies to address the matter.
Of course, you know that a few weeks ago, I heard that they have deployed security personnel into INEC offices. So we are even surprised for this one to have come up in the first place, that they are still burning and security agents are not there. But if that is the case, INEC should assure us of working with the federal government to protect our materials, and not that whether this thing happened or not, we'll go ahead with elections. For me, I think that everybody has rights to vote, and those rights have to be put in place in order for people to vote and participate and be proud of their country.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ogundu from Rukwoko, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daniel, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think there are some impacts that one will face, or a society will face, and the society still will continue to exist. Well, I think what we're talking about is the impact of all these damages, destructions, and the rest of them on the election. An election has to do with voting the right person in power. Daniel, it is simple. Disrupt us going to our promised land if this whole issue is not tackled once and for all. Even if, yes, election will come in spite of all this whole thing, but definitely it will still have to linger us, tell us that where we are going to is not yet time. So I think we should be talking about the impact after the election, because I know that definitely the election we hold.
No, just a moment. You made a statement. You said elections is about voting the right person into power. And while you have a right to your opinion, I'm not sure that's exactly correct. I think elections are about as many persons as possible who are eligible to cast their votes, being able to do so being unhindered, being able to do so freely and without any encumbrance and without any feeling any kind of force or feeling any pressure to vote in a particular way. Because a lot of people can come out to vote and they can decide to vote the wrong person or persons into power. It is still an election.
Yeah, as the election, voting the wrong person into power, has the reason why election coming hasn't been achieved? Then what we're saying is, at the end of the day, that's what we call civil culture in agriculture. Going through a means and achieving that most important aspect of which you are going into. Elections are done based on, yes, we believe that this person is credible. Nobody will allow, for example, in your radio station, you will not allow somebody who does not know what it entails to manage a radio station to be in charge of your radio station. So if the person comes through the back door, definitely it will continue to hinder that aspect of your own organization coming to a limelight.
Do you think that sometimes organizations employ the wrong persons?
Come again, I didn't get
it. Do you think that sometimes organizations employ the wrong persons? Does it happen sometimes?
Voting the wrong person?
Do you think that sometimes organizations employ the wrong persons?
Of course, possible.
Exactly.
But achieving that very aim of you having an organization, which is a positive aspect, will not play out. So that means you've done the wrong thing. That's what we're saying. Finally, I don't think we're saying
the same thing, but finally, go ahead.
Yeah, in a nutshell, I want to say this. Yeah, election my whole. But let us begin to think about this whole thing that are happening now. How can we be able to tackle it so that after election, then governance for the people, as they say that democracy is for the people, by the people, and always for the people. That's
great to hear from you. Thanks for the conversation. I have to go for a break shortly. But, I say the whole election process like an employment process or like an interview process. The interview may have gone right. They may not have been any backdoor activities, but the wrong person can still be elevated. The wrong person can be employed. It can happen. Companies make mistakes all the time, or some of the time. Commercial break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 22 minutes ago before 5 o'clock on Hard Facts. Rich Nila from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, and I'm Dio. And discussions continue now. Attacks on our facilities won't stop 2023 poll, INEC, that's according to the INEC chairman. And details in premium times. Maybe just a quick look. INEC has said recent attacks on its facilities will not stop the conduct of the 2023 polls. The INEC chair said this yesterday, I do believe. Now, here's some of what he had to say. Quote, in the last 3 weeks, three of our local government area offices were attacked in three different states of the Federation. The last one occurred yesterday in the southeastern part of the country. Although there were no casualties, but quite a number of the materials already acquired and delivered for the elections have been lost. Now, the good thing is that so far we can recover from all the losses, but it's a source of concern. This shouldn't be allowed to continue. So we will continue to engage security agencies to make sure that these offices as well as personnel and our facilities are protected ahead of the elections. There you have it once again. INEC's posture, reminiscent of no retreating, no surrendering. Are the attacks on INEC's offices capable of stopping the 2023 poll, or at least negatively impacting its conduct? What could be the motivations for these attacks, and how can they be stopped? Let's get your take. Lines open. 0700 93 093 is the number to call. That's 0700 93 093. Join via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Also join via Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. right. Got some comments here. Let's see. Di, good afternoon. For me, this is the tech world. INEC should convert all hardware facilities to software. We need remote systems to conduct free, fair, and credible elections. Politicians will do everything possible to have their way. INEC, please stand out. Iboroma said that. When they say convert all hardware facilities to software, how do you mean exactly? Because INEC will require... So, okay, could you be a bit more specific? What hardware, for example, do you think should be converted to software? You know, are you referring to ballot papers? Are you referring to ballot boxes? Are you referring to... I mean, how about the officers, you know, who are going to manage it? So when you say hardware be converted to software, maybe if you could explain some more detail so I know exactly what, you know, at least have a clearer perspective of what it is you're referring to, I suppose. Also via Facebook, Doba Dumka goes, it can't stop INEC. Israel Imanson goes, all the enemies of Nigeria are trying to intimidate INEC. Hello, how far to welcome? Please go ahead. Once again, 0700 93 093 is the number to call. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. INEC insistent attacks on its offices, 3 attacks in different states in the country in the last 3 weeks. Regardless, INEC says no going back on next year's elections. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dario.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you're speaking with Michael from Transamari.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the reason is simple. The destruction of the INEC office is based on maybe the ruling party or the main opposition called PDP. They are trying to destroy the PVC so that the third force could not have its way. They know that the entire youth of Nigeria are now key at the back of this presidential candidate. And they saw that the revolution has come. So they are doing everything within their reach to make sure that they deny Nigerians who are ready to vote to put this.
What if they're destroying the PVCs of some of their own members as well?
Sorry?
What if they're destroying the PVCs or some of their own supporters as well?
No, it can't be. If you check, it has never been like this, the destruction of INEC offices. It does happen at this point in time. So it can never be the people who are looking for their PVC to vote and have a new government still going to the INEC office where they know that that's where their PVC is to go and destroy that place.
No. You missed the point I was making, Michael. You are suggesting that the ruling party and the main opposition are responsible for these attacks. That's what you're suggesting. And you say the reason is they don't want, large numbers of young persons who appear to intend to vote according to you for a third force. They don't want them to be a part of the process. So the question I was asking you was this, based on your comment, what if, assuming you're correct, and I'm not saying you're correct, by the way, but assuming you're correct, what if they are also destroying these parties you talked about, the ruling party and the main opposition, what if they are also, by their actions, destroying the PVCs of their own supporters as well?
Well, I don't really know much about that, but they feel that their supporters is with their PVC. Because if you check, the large number of voters in this election will come from those who did not have PVC or those who renewed their PVC. So that's all I can say.
All right, Michael. Hello, House Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, afternoon, Dayo.
All right, go on, please.
My name is Muriel from Okreka.
Go ahead.
You see, I believe when these people are going about destroying these things, their intention is not for INEC not to conduct elections.
Okay.
I think they are trying to weaken the voting strength of some areas.
Mm.
Now, to say whether it will affect INEC, INEC's conduct of election or next year also, I think it will, because as a voter, if you destroy my PVCs and I come to your office as INEC and I want to collect my PVC to vote, you say, no, it has been destroyed. You can't tell me that. I want to vote. I want to elect my leaders. So I think it will really create unrest among voters.
So assuming an INEC official tells you that, what is going to be your reaction?
He says, if an INEC official
tells you that, what he just said, that your PVC possibly was destroyed or they can't find it or it's not ready, what will be your reaction?
Gayo, for me, I don't think it will go down well with me because I need my PVC.
Yeah, can you explain, now, can you explain in some detail?
They will print out how many hundreds of thousands of PVC, please. They should start printing. In fact, they should print even ahead. They should do more because it won't go down with many voters.
So what would you do? What do you plan to do to that INEC official?
You say?
What would you do to that INEC official?
Dayo, I won't do anything to the INEC official, but I will definitely insist. I will go over and over again, even if it needs to come on the radio and say, because I want to vote and I need my card.
Which is good.
So that's it. That's just the crisis to rise, because apart from hindering INEC from conducting an election, it will not. But among voters, it will really cause crisis. If they come to you and you say their cards have been destroyed, they don't want to hear that.
Hmm.
So that's my honest opinion, Dayo.
All right, Miss, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. A few more comments over here. We'll get to those shortly. Do we have... No, we don't. All right. Could have been the attack on the INEC office is more than what we see. Some elements fighting against democracy who don't want a free and fair election may likely sponsor this just to disrupt the process and prevent some persons from voting because they are scared of the election. Boma sent that.
Hello,
Head Facts. Yeah, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Okay, that's good evening.
All right, go on.
Okay, the attack on INEC office will not stop election. Even if they burn more 50 INEC offices, it will not stop election.
50?
But it will affect negatively. And the effect is that it will disenfranchise voters. That's all. Then somebody was saying that it is the opposition or the ruling party or whatever, whether it's the third force. But it is politicians that did that. And I know this ungroundness. Let me just answer what the man is trying to say. Know this ungroundness.
Mm.
If you go to Darlington Street, a politician knows that 50 persons that occupy that street, 30 of them are loyal to him. So he doesn't worry whether he goes there to campaign, whether he pitches to them or not, he's going to get only 29 votes from there without stress. And then he knows in Ben Johnson Street that he will barely have like 3 votes. And when he goes there, what he will now do, that is what they do, they go there and cause problem and they say, oh, the fourth year, and they want to prepare here. That's what they are doing. So when they know that this side of the INEC, like in River State, for instance, if I know that in Obiabo that I will not get votes, I will look for whatever I will do to cause commotion, cause confusion, scatter anything, burn anything, kill anybody. Then I know maybe in Bebima, my vote will be secure. That's what they are doing. So you know that nobody will do this thing. It's not just criminals. It is being sponsored by politicians. About me, I don't know whether it is the third force, whether it's the opposition, whether it's the ruling party, I don't know. But clearly it's opposition. But it will not stop election. That is the only thing. It will only disenfranchise.
Can it be stopped? Can something be done to stop it, to put a stop to it?
that will be done, we don't have security. Let them redeploy some of those security men that are following these men, carrying back for them. Let there be policemen, armed policemen in all INEC offices wherever they are in Nigeria. That's all. That's what I think.
All right. How about you? What do you think? Yeah, as far as the attack on the INEC offices and INEC's posture, that it in no way is going to deter INEC from going ahead with the conduct of next year's general elections. Do you think that it might have some impact at all? What might be the nature of this impact, if it will have any impact at all? It will not affect INEC, but it will affect the voting strength of that area. That's from Joshua Ubong. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Awad Pastor. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Actually, it will not affect INEC in any way. INEC will still go ahead with the elections, but it will affect the voting strength. It would cause fear and panic in the hearts of voters. What I would suggest that we do, or maybe the government should do, is create the security, should beef up security in those areas. Not just those areas, but other areas, everywhere where election is going to take place next year. There should be maximum security, deploy CCTV cameras. Now, CCTV cameras should be on station. So we could actually see these persons going to, you know, cause confusion and all. Arrest them and perpetrate the these persons before the election. And I think
you mean prosecute them.
Politicization in the hearts of people, letting people know that we cannot continue this way. We keep destroying ballot boxes.
What do you think the motivation is for those who are sponsoring these attacks?
So we need to,
if you can hear me, my question to you is, what do you think is the motivation for those sponsoring these attacks?
Thank you.
All right. Almost sounded like she was reading a script, actually. Do I have time for another call? I'm not sure that I do have a commercial break to attend to shortly. But anyways, that commercial break takes on still about 5 o'clock. You got the news update at 5. Yes, we do. And afterwards, when I return, the show continues and we continue or move on to the conversation that should have happened in this hour. Serap demands release of Aminu Muhammad, student reportedly arrested over a Twitter post allegedly criticizing the First Lady. I'll be joined by Deputy Director with Serap, Kolawole Oluwadare, for that conversation. Let's get your take as well via the social media pages, via Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. Yes, indeed. And as far as this matter is concerned, the one just discussed, I do hope that as many Nigerians as possible are able to take part in next year's elections and are able to exercise their franchise and genuinely determine for themselves who the managers of their affairs for the next 4 years are going to be. It's extremely crucial that we have that situation. The future depends on it.